Welcome back. Joined now by Darrell Evans, the manager of the Long Beach Armada professional baseball team. Darrell, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thanks.
You're midseason. The team is really hitting in town, and more people are coming to games. You're playing good baseball, and it's a great experience there.
Lots of fun right now going on. It's been a pleasant surprise to see the fans, how they've come out and supported us. It's a great environment out there, and, of course, we start playing real well, and that's a great combination. So everybody's having fun at the ballpark. That's what we were looking forward to, and it took a while for that to happen.
But it's clicking in. Let me tell you a little bit about this young man sitting here. He is a former professional baseball league player, drafted by the A's, played with the Braves, the Giants, and Detroit, and has a World Series ring with the Detroit Tigers in 1984. If we can get a little close-up of a World Series ring. There are very few of those going around, and this gentleman has one of them. Congratulations on that. He hit 40 home runs in 1985, World Series record for that year, and a major league total of 414 home runs. Fantastic. And as a young guy living in Pasadena, you came down and played at Blair Field.
Yeah, Blair Field back then when I was growing up was a special place to play. It was one of the couple of places along with Brookside Park and up by the Rose Bowl. That was where it was almost like going to the Major League Stadium to play. And to come back to that's been so much fun. They've done such a great job taking care of the place. One of the best fields in all of professional baseball. So it's a great place to come out and see a ballgame.
Well, as I've said on air before, and I say privately, it is almost mystically beautiful there with the trees and everything. And it's a pitcher's ballpark because it has deep fences. So give us a sense of your dream for the Armada. This is the first year, of course, and it's a building year, naturally. But what's your vision for the team and even the league?
Well, I think the overall division for every or dream for everything is that to get these players maybe a chance to get back in professional baseball, go along and, you know, in the long run, see them in a major league sometime. That's the basic premise for the whole league, is to try to get exposure for them at the same time get to see really good baseball. We have, you know, we have two former major leaguers on our team, and we've got several AAA guys, and of course we have to have at least 8 rookies. We have 10 right now, but they're not playing like rookies anymore because it's a couple, you know, some time during the season, halfway point, and they've gotten better. That's our number one dream, is for us to get better, and we've gone through a pretty good streak here to get us at a shot of being in the playoffs, and that's what we all want.
Well, you must be an inspiration to your players, not only that you played in the majors, but you won a World Series. I mean, that has to be everyone's dream.
Sometimes that makes it easier. Certainly, you can get their attention, but actually, a lot of them are so young, the only way they really know me is from the video games back in 19... So, you know,
well,
you try to
point them... that ring speaks for itself.
Well, they definitely notice that, but, that gets their attention, and you got to continue to... teach. So it's a lot of fun. I love it.
What you say, a lot of them or most of them are dreaming of getting to the majors. So they're doing something they love. The prices are so reasonable for tickets, like $3 or $4, and hot dogs are good for $3. And it's a lot of fun there at the park. There's a lot of entertainment for kids and all. Yeah. But the baseball is very good.
Well, the baseball can be just as good as any game you'll see in any major league park. And a lot of times it's better. That's the one beauty of baseball, is that the players on our team are talented enough to play perfect ball games. Probably experience wise, they don't play as often as maybe the major league guys. But it's one of the things about baseball. You never know what you're going to see that night. And I saw something, you know, in the last couple of weeks that almost every night something new. So it's a fun environment, and you know they play the game that night just like they are in the major leagues. I'm out there managing like I'm in a major league. For us, that's what's happening. This is the important thing right now, and they know that if they play well enough, they're going to get seen and maybe get an opportunity.
And the team has gotten better through the season, as you pointed out.
Oh, no question. You know, you throw 25 or 24 players together from all over, and basically not know too much about them because it's not a feeder system like the organizations where you know a little bit about the players. We're just kind of threw them together. All of a sudden, here we are halfway through the season and everything's going really good. They love each other now because they know they have responsibility for
each other. So there's a team dynamic
It's incredible. That's one of the best things about athletics.
And have you noticed that sometimes pros or college, whatever, there is not a team dynamic. There's dissension, whatever, and it obviously negatively impacts the performance of the team.
Sure. I mean, that's how you run the season, ebb and flow. Sometimes you're playing well, and just because you like each other and you have confidence, and then when things start going bad, you start looking at each other individually. Yeah, and you can't let that happen.
Right.
You got to, it's a marathon kind of in baseball. And
yes.
You're going to have those ups and downs, and they, I think, after a while, they're ready to fight for each other. They've known each other for just a few months, and they don't like it when somebody does something to their teammate now. So
really?
Embarrass them or anything like that. So there's that camaraderie. It's hitting a home run to win a game and having everybody run out in the field.
Yeah, I've noticed that energy level, and you can't fake that. It's either there or not there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I know dirtbag baseball has a great tradition from Long Beach State.
Sure.
And one of the dirtbag, and their name suggests it, you know, they play hard, they're sliding, they're getting themselves dirty. But they believe that even if it's 10-0 going into the ninth inning, that they can still win that game. They never give up. And does the Armada share some of that philosophy?
Well, you try to make that so. Playing every night, that sometimes doesn't happen very often. But once it does, I guess you kind of got to go through it first, and then you start believing that, heck, it can happen anytime.
Yeah.
There's so many times during the season that you just feel like, this game's lost, and then
Something happens.
Once in a while, and in the long run, at the end of the season, you look back and go, those are the most important
games.
Because we won games we probably weren't supposed to win.
Yeah. Okay, we have 30 seconds left. You can say whatever you want to our viewers in 35 cities worldwide on the internet.
Well, it's too bad you all can't come out to the ballgame, but our league in Phoenix and in Yuma and in Southern California. Great baseball, and you can come down and meet the players.
Yeah.
I think you can be a part of things, and that's the beauty. I love doing this, being around baseball again, putting on a uniform and having all that fun.
Yeah.
And the like I said, the fans and everybody else has been so positive. And the players are feeling that. They're giving it back to you, and it's an opportunity for everybody to bring their family out.
So bring the family. Come on down. Give them a try. Attendance is continuing to rise as the season goes. You'll have a great time. Guarantee it. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.